Good evening, America. Good afternoon, Australia. You're listening to Tony Lontis, live from the Gold Coast. And this is Everyday Business, a business show with a difference. Every business has a story. Every business has something to say. Let me help you say it on Radio Tony. Please join me now for the wonderful team of Keystone Business Advisory, the team that'll make the difference in your life and your business's life. Each week, Harry, Raj, Rita, and I will explore the wonderful world of motivation, leadership, and learning. Join us all each week on Radio Tony, Everyday Business. Good morning, everyone, and good evening, America. You're listening to Tony Lontis on Radio Tony, and today I am joined for the first time live on radio, the Keystone Business Advisory team. Now, Keystone Business Advisory is a boutique business advisory and coaching practice based in Sydney, Australia, and servicing the whole world. The partners, Raj, Rita, and Harry, collectively bring over 76 years of business experience in both the entrepreneurial and corporate environment. They have extensive experience in helping startups, entrepreneurs, and small to medium business owners grow their business through proven sales techniques and strategies, strategic planning, and building capability frameworks for better staff performance and retention. Their people development programs are customized to meet the needs of your business. So there's no one size fits all, respecting the uniqueness of you and your business. As a result, they've helped businesses turn around by improving productivity, profits, staff morale, and retention. As a team, they are very passionate about what they do and the joy they get when they see their clients implement and become successful. And so it's with great pleasure that I introduce you to the first team member, and that's Raj Nathu. Good morning, Raj.
Hi, thanks, Tony. Thanks for this opportunity.
And so Raj is an entrepreneur. He has extensive experience across retail, warehousing, professional services, and marketing. He holds various tertiary qualifications and has acquired numerous certifications in upliftment and development of people. In particular, he's a certified emotional intelligence practitioner and a motivational map practitioner. We'll be discussing more about those two things in further shows. He continues to coach and mentor people all over the world to become a better version of themselves. Raj understands the stresses and indecisions that entrepreneurs face on a daily basis, and he has a desire to help them grow in their business. Together with Rita and Harry, he helps business owners overcome their challenges and deliver a positive return on their investment. Raj's entrepreneurial background, coupled with practical know-how, has helped him to identify key constraints in small businesses and advise clients on the best possible methods for overcoming their challenges. So welcome to the show, Raj.
Thank you, Tony.
And next up, we have the wonderful Harry Nathu. Harry has a proven track record for sales, success in sales and marketing, strategic partnerships, and business planning around startups. Harry's worked closely with top Australian stock exchange companies, small and medium enterprises, not-for-profit, and within the Australian public sector. Through his legal background, Harry has an expertise to dig deep to understand the underlying issues hampering a business from succeeding and growing. Whether it's helping with staff morale, high staff turnover, improving productivity, and most importantly, generating sales, Harry will be able to help clients to identify and rectify by helping them build a roadmap to higher levels of personal development and achievement through business growth and success. Welcome to the show, Harry.
Hi, thank you so much, Tony. It's a wonderful intro there for you, and a warm welcome to all the people out there in the States. We're looking forward to having this lovely hour with you.
And finally, we have the gorgeous Rita. And Rita is an expert relationships manager and trainer. She passionately works with individuals and business owners, helping them to identify and implement proven strategies and methodologies that helps them grow personally and professionally. Using her extensive corporate experience within retail, commercial property, banking, and finance sectors, Rita's expertise lies in customer service strategies, sales, marketing, mentoring, and training. Rita can help you with goal setting strategies and self-limiting beliefs to overcome your challenges. Rita can help you achieve high levels of employee engagement, staff retention. Rita also holds various qualifications and numerous certifications. Welcome to the show, Rita.
Thank you very much, Tony, and good evening to everyone in America and good afternoon to everyone in Australia. Look forward to joining you this evening.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, and those that are listening online, we have a very important message. So over the coming four shows, we're going to run a phenomenal competition. And each week, we'll be asking one question at the end of each segment. The three best responses chosen by Tony and Keystone will each win an amazing motivational map prize valued at $597. This prize will include a one-on-one coaching session on the results of your personalized report, and the winners will be announced on the 25th of August 2020 at the end of our program. And so I just want to say I've actually done a motivational map and it was a phenomenal experience. And after I'd done the simple questioned process, I spent an hour or so with Raj, who explained to me in depth what my motivations were, and it was incredibly eye-opening. So guys, listen out for that question at the end of the show each week, and we will tell you more about that as we go along. So Harry, I want to know, why did the three of you go into business together?
Well, a very interesting question there, Tony. Having the experience of being entrepreneurs in our family businesses and in Southern Africa, you know, we've had the benefits of working in the corporate life as well as in our own businesses, and that's given us the best of both worlds. And through that, we've acquired a wealth of knowledge and experience. And what Raj and I are brothers, but I've known Rita ever since I migrated to Australia some 25 years ago. And, you know, together, the three of us have very similar values. And having worked in corporate, you come to a point where you feel that there's only so much that you can do within the organization because you are bound by, the strategic vision of that organization, and you can't do what you really want to do. Our passion has always been to help individuals and to help business owners. Being in business ourselves, in small business, we know the challenges that business owners face. And so we thought that, using that knowledge and experience and all the acquired skills over the years, why not share that with people who are either thinking of starting up a business or who have just started off, or even those that are for some time in business. You know, over the years, when you're in business, you tend to lose focus on your strategic goals because you get so involved in the day-to-day happening of your business that you lose focus on, on your business, on focusing on your business. So we decided that, we want to share that knowledge and skills. And then there are obviously professionals like us who worked in corporate and feel that I've just had about enough of working in corporate. And I really have a passion to do something for myself. I want to try something different. And so these are the people that we try to help. You know, for us, it's all about the upliftment of people and, entrepreneurs, whether they are small business or large business, it doesn't matter. It is people always need an extra, mind, an extra ear to listen to.
Yes.
And we'd like to be that. So for us, that's what brought Keystone Active Learning and Keystone Business Advisory into being. And we love what we do, Tony. We absolutely enjoy every minute of all the work that we do with our clients.
So, Harry, if someone was actually thinking of starting a business, is it a good idea to talk to someone with expertise like Keystone before they embark on that process?
Yes, it's absolutely very important, because sometimes we think we want to go into a particular business because somebody's advised us to go down that path, but that might not be where our passion really lies.
And
to do that, it's so important to actually find out what your primary motivators in life are, what it is that is driving you to do the things that you want to do. And later in the show and in future segments, Raj will talk more in depth about motivation and what the primary motivators are, just as what you experienced when you did the motivational map and the eye-opening experience that you encountered as a result.
It was,
So my advice to people is spend a little bit of money at the beginning and make sure that you know what it is that's driving you before you just go and embark on a business and spend thousands and thousands of dollars and then realize that that is not for you. Yes, that is exactly what will happen. And so the whole aim here is to, you know, let's get to the bottom of what's actually driving you. And then let's pursue that in a strategic way, in an organized way, so that you know that you're on the right path to achieving the outcomes that you want to achieve, either for yourself, for your family, for the people that are going to work for you. You know, that's so important.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next question I have is actually for Rita. So Rita, what are you trying to achieve with your business?
So, Tony, that's a good question. I briefly met, I was actually a client of Raj. Who was coaching me at the time. And while I was working at a corporate company, and you know, you have the lack of motivation. And so I approached Raj and I was his client, and he made me, you know, I did the motivational map with him.
Yes.
And like you, I was so impressed with the map and, you know, what it taught me about myself that I then decided to leave my corporate job and join Harry and Raj to form our company that we have now. And I wanted to use this brilliant tool to pass it over to people to also help them to succeed. Yes. You know, so we are in the business of actually uplifting people.
Yes.
And thereby the businesses which they work in, but also, you know, if they're going in on their own. Because ultimately, people are the lifeblood of any business.
Yes, they are.
So people can actually possess skills and knowledge, but without the right attitude, the right behaviors, they cannot only realize their own true potential, but also risk not performing the best for their employer.
Yeah. So
by developing people, by getting them to understand their motivators, what motivates them, and also understanding themselves better, is helping them to set clear, smart goals and empowering them with key techniques and personal strategies that gives them a roadmap to success. So it's like, when you look at it like this, people are in a big ship in an ocean.
Yes.
Compass. So we steer them in the right direction so that they're able to achieve their goals quicker than what they thought it was possible for them. Yeah.
Rita, before I go on to Raj and a question I have for Raj, how hard was it to make the decision to leave corporate life? Or had you reached that point where it just was no longer fulfilling you in any way?
Look, I had a very, very successful career through my corporate life, coming from Zimbabwe and being in your father's business. I then came here, I studied and went in. So it was successful. But like, as Harry mentioned, you get to a point, you reach a certain point where you just cannot go further. And my passion is always being to help people. It gives me tremendous joy to see someone succeed. And
yeah,
the coaching that Raj has given me and his passion sort of rubbed off so much on me that I thought, I resonate with this. This is holy. This is where I need to be.
Yeah.
And so as difficult as it was to leave corporate and the securities that come, you know, may come with it,
I
looked back at all. It's a tremendous pleasure, and the amount of learning that you go through and you can help pass on that knowledge has been phenomenal. So no, I do not regret leaving corporate world now at all.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear, Rita. So Raj, you're next, and I want to know if you can tell us a bit about the type of clients that you've worked with and how you've assisted them in making the important choices before pursuing a career or embarking on a new business venture.
Yeah. Just before I answer that question, Tony, I'm just reflecting on Rita's comments there and the time when she did the motivational map with me, and just listening to her again gives me sort of the goosebumps because I clearly remember the day when we actually did that debrief session like I did with you as well, except for her, it was in a coffee shop, sipping on a latte together and watching,
the days, weren't they?
I know. And we could still go to a coffee shop, right? I mean, it seems like such a long time ago, doesn't it? Yeah. And just sort of watching how her eyes were glowing as I'm sort of going through this debrief with her. Never expecting at that point in time that she would actually think, I actually need to get out of corporate life now and maybe come and join you guys and do what you guys are doing, you know? So I think it was about a month later or so that she sort of reflected on a report, and I think maybe I've discussed it with her husband and things like that, and then approached us and said, can I join you guys in this business? And this is what I can bring to the business and things like that. So, and it was on that basis that she eventually joined the team. And like that, you know, we come across so many other clients that sort of do that and realize that, you know what, I need to have an alignment between what I want in my life and what I need to achieve, where I'm going, you know, and that's what the whole motivational map's all about. And now coming back to, you know, your particular question on the type of clients, we've worked with clients across all the full spectrum, really, you know, professionals that are looking for a new career direction, or may have gotten into a role simply because they needed that first job and then found that, you know what, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing.
And
my son recently graduated just a year and a half ago and started looking for his first job in marketing and was getting this kind of offer and that offer. And I kept on telling him, make sure it's something that aligns with what you want. Don't worry about the first paycheck. Make sure it aligns with what you want to do. And he worked, and he found that job, and he worked with a company marketing agency for over a year, and then lost his job in the first week of COVID, in fact. And and then for the next 2 or 3 months, he just sat at home and was pondering what to do next. And I said, well, use this period to advance your skills. You never know what comes up. And he started getting some offers, some contract work. And I told him, is that what you really want to do? And he said, no. And I said, well, then don't take it. And now he's working, and he's found another job now full-time just a week and a half ago. And he's enjoying it so far. And it aligns with what he wants to do. And so that, you know, that's what we tell professionals, that find something that aligns with what you want to do.
Yes.
It has to be related to what you're passionate about. So we, in that light, we've worked with professionals, we've worked with entrepreneurs that want to start up a business or are already in a business. And we tell them that what is it that you, what is that caused you or motivated you to go into business, you know? So let's get to that first, answer that why question. And then we take a few steps forward from
there. From there.
Entrepreneurs are another group that we've worked with. We've worked with, in the SME sector, we're quite strong. So small, medium enterprises, companies that have 5 or more employees or companies that have up to 100. We're currently working with a not-for-profit that has 135 employees, you know, and we're helping them So we've got the whole organization to do a motivational map and some of the other tools, and now we're busy working through them and helping them align staff in their right roles and implement the right type of training for them. So we've worked with those kind of companies. We've worked with people that just went into business on a whim and without any clarity, because someone said, oh, you know, let's sell toothbrushes online. It's the biggest thing since sliced bread or something. So we've done that, and that we've helped them sort of find clarity on what they actually want to do and align themselves. In fact, one of our clients was a solopreneur, went to an online business of just selling computer gadgets like mouse pads and covers for cell phones, mobile phones or cell phones in the USA. And then he realized that, you know what, but every Tom, Dick and Harry is selling the same stuff and I want to do something different. And he sort of then started doing research and found a passion for selling things for people's parties and things like that, you know. So he started focusing on that line of business, and that became a niche for him, that he started even selling things to shipping liners like P&O and things like that. So he even started supplying them.
Oh, wow.
So it is amazing as well. You know, so anything that you're feeling a sense of stress inside of you, a sense of frustration, it's a clear sort of signal to you that, you know what, I need to be doing something different.
Yeah.
And that's where we want to come in and help you out.
Fantastic, Raj. So, Harry, are you currently assisting many clients through what's happening in the COVID environment?
Oh, yes, definitely, Tony. But before I answer that, just to go back to what Raj has said, you know, about his son and, you know, giving his son that direction. This has been one of the hallmarks of our family. All three of us are in a way mentors and coaches to our own children. I personally have mentored and coached both my boys. And in fact, my younger son is now working full-time and living in the States as well. He's living on the East Coast. And and he works for an Australian company that got a contract in the US. And since he was only meant to go for 2 years, but that 2 years has become 6 years. But the point that I'm making is that Rita has got a daughter that is in uni, and she continues to coach and mentor her child. And so the, you know, the coaching and the mentoring is sort of part of our DNA now. and it's, you know, and it's ingrained. And so that, you know, these are things that we love doing, because helping people to become the best version of themselves not only gives them a sense of direction and a sense of self-worth, but it also gives us a tremendous amount of joy and happiness to see other people succeed. So that's important. Well, we are in a time of VUCA, or shall I say COVID, as a result of the pandemic. So it's a difficult time for everybody, whether you're a professional, an individual working for somebody, or whether you're a business owner. It's really, really tough out there. And so, you know, change is a constant. And as things start changing and the current environment that we are in, change is happening at a much faster pace. It is far more unpredictable. It is also very dramatic. And so, you know, I liken to the current environment that we're into to an acronym that was actually founded by the U.S. Army War College in the 90s, and it's called VUCA. And VUCA, the acronym, actually, so VUCA, the acronym, I don't know if you heard of that before, but VUCA...
I hadn't heard of it until we talked about it,
So VUCA actually stands for the volatility, the uncertainty, the complexity, and the ambiguity that we find ourselves in. So this pandemic is obviously further impacted, you know, all that volatility and uncertainty and complexity and the ambiguity that follows as a result. And so what works today does not necessarily work tomorrow. And so for us as a team, you know, it's so important that we adapt to change. And if we can adapt to change, then we are in a better position to help our clients. Because as business advisors, it is so important that we are in a position to guide our clients, whether it is people who are thinking of starting up. And that is, in fact, that is so true, because there's so many people. There was an article in the local newspaper a couple of weeks ago where so many people are actually now considering to go into their own business.
Yes.
And this is, you know, as a result of everything that has happened, maybe their work circumstances have changed, or maybe they've been made redundant as a result of COVID.
Yes.
And so how, these people need help. And many of them want to go into business, but have no idea as to
where
what
to
they
start.
Want to do, where to start, how to go about it. Or some of them have a passion for something and they're good at maybe be creative about with their hands, for example.
Yes.
And but have no idea about how to run a business. And so these are the people that, you know, we want to help. And during the COVID, our current clients, for example, we are helping them to, you know, to change with changing times, because there's people are having to work from home. So there's all that flexibility coming into the workplace. Some people prefer to coming back to the office. Others prefer working from home. And how do you cope with all of that? How do you manage all of those things? And as a result, that could have an impact on your strategic vision of your business. And so we work with them. We help them to you know, get back on to align their strategic vision. Sometimes you need to change a bit of direction to cope with the current environment that you are in.
Yes.
But you know, Tony, in all of this, there are a couple of things that are absolutely important. One is that as a business owner, you can't do without the people that work for you. And even if you're a solopreneur, you need to know what you need to do in a time of change, in a time of volatility. And you've got to be able to adapt to that change. If you have people working for you, then it is so important that you are there to help them to align to the changes. And obviously, with that comes sales. So sales and people are the two most important things in a business, whether it's in a time of volatility or at any other time. Without people, you can't run a business. And without sales, you don't have a business.
Exactly.
And so that is so, so important. And therefore, your goals need to change as a result of the current pandemic. The outcomes that you're looking for, or what you had planned to achieve, may not happen as a result. So what do you do? You have to keep your business viable. You have to try and keep as many people employed as possible, because these are the people that have stood by you all along.
Yes.
And you want to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. For us as business coaches, it is so important that we, you know, listen carefully to our clients, that we empathize with them, that we understand the challenges that they are facing, and then be able to help them. And so, you know, our own levels of emotional intelligence comes into play. You know, it is so important that we are self-aware of ourselves, of the environment that we are in, and be aware of the environment that our clients are in.
Yeah.
And that way we are in a better position to be able to help them. But change is happening fast. And as a result,
isn't it?
Yes. And VUCA is there now than more relevant now than at any other time in our history.
Yeah.
So we have to adapt to that change. You know, and we can never say die. We have to stand up and try, and we have to do that. And we have to do everything possible to make it work.
Yeah. Harry, have you had lots of businesses come to you and ask how they can transition from what they may have traditionally been doing and transition to a new way of doing things because of the pandemic?
Oh, yeah. You get people that come and, you know, because of all the changes that are taking place, what you were doing. Right up to, let's say, end of February or March, early March, you can't, you many of those things you can't do anymore. Or you may have to change the way you were doing things, or you may have to change direction, take a complete new direction. You know, so for example, some of our clients were only doing business via face-to-face involvement with their clients. And now they've had to change to a more online mode of selling. And salespeople, as a result, have to now learn how to use technology such as Zoom, for example. And how do they sell to their clients over Zoom and all of that.
Yes.
And so one of the things when it comes to selling, you know, we're currently coaching some of our clients in this, and that is that selling now becomes, while it's absolutely important, but when you're engaging with your clients, selling something to your client, a product or service, becomes a secondary matter.
Yes.
Because you are dealing with them through Zoom, and that means that you have to start building trust. You have to first build the relationship. You have to become a very good listener. And your body language that you display over Zoom is so critical in the whole process of building that trust with your clients. And so for us, it is more about teaching our clients how you should go about building that relationship, building that trust, building the rapport, right, before you sell. The selling will come as a result of building their trust. You know, so our sales training program has had to change to cater for a new direction as a result of COVID.
Yes.
And things that you may have had at the back of your mind or on your to-do list, you have had to bring that much forward, much quicker because of the changing circumstances. And sometimes clients cannot adapt to that change. So we have to take them through that journey. And so they are beginning to change. You know, so
because change is harder for some people and some businesses than others. It's a very individual thing, isn't it, guys?
It is. It is.
Yeah. Raj, this leads me to my next question about VUCA. How's it compounded by the pandemic? And how's that affected our levels of motivation and mindset?
Yeah, I think Ari's given us a fantastic segue into answering maybe this question here, and that is the word change, because either you can have a fixed mindset or you can have a growth mindset, right? And with motivation, and you might recall when you've done the motivational map as well, we spoke about you either could be motivated by things that have happened in your past, and you say you hold on to those things. And so you sort of tend to adopt a fixed mindset, right?
Yes.
Or you could be saying, you know what, all things will pass. And the future always going
they
to
do.
Be. And we're going to get there, maybe even stronger and better than we ever did before. And so then you've got more of a growth mindset or more of a futuristic mindset. And so from a motivational perspective, this is what we want to sort of try and uncover among our clients, anyone who engages with us.
Yes.
Just conversation. And that is that, where's your mindset right now? Are you still dwelled on, you know, we used to go to the coffee shop and I used to, or yes, you sort of just hung up on the past. But maybe you can't do that anymore. And now we can still do the same thing differently. And so let's adopt a change, right? And let's maybe change with the times. Similarly, so business too, you've got to change as well. You know, we had a customer, we've got a client rather who is in the real estate industry, and he had people working with him in the office, literally in the next building to where our office is located. And we couldn't obviously have that. And so they all had to start working from home. And the first thing they all had to go through was that mindset that, now I'm working alone. Some of them loved it because obviously they've got young kids and now they could take care of the kids as well. But for him as a business owner, being older also, he had to go through a more of a change in mindset because he had this micromanagement characteristic within him. He was always on top of looking over them. Now he couldn't. And we actually had to sit down with him and talk to him and say, that doesn't mean that if you can't see them, they're not working. You've got to have trust. And Ari again mentioned the word trust as well. This is from your internal client perspective now. So you've got to build trust with your internal clients as well as your external clients. So you've got to trust your workers as well, trust your staff. And the fruits of all that is in the productivity they're going to produce. And amazingly, there's quite a bit of research being done in the past 6 months showing that people are actually more productive now than when
from
they
home.
Were in the work.
Yes.
That's an amazing thing, right? And
that's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. And quite a bit of the surveys being conducted is actually showing that a lot of workers don't actually want to go back to the office. They actually prefer working.
No.
So that's an amazing thing. My wife's in the next room and she's working. In the beginning, the first month, she hated it working from home.
Yes.
But now she says, you know what? This is great. I'm actually saving 2 hours a day in traveling.
Travel.
And I'm obviously saving that money, which is a side benefit. But more than that, I can just relax. I can sit outside in the sun and have my lunch.
Yes.
Things like that, which I couldn't do at work, you know, and things like that. So there's other benefits. So let's look at the upside of everything, because everything has an upside, you know. Actually, I like what one said. She said that nothing is impossible. The word impossible itself means I'm possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's something that, you know, we can always dwell on and use going forward, because it requires a change in mindset. And like I said, VUCA is here, but it's not here to stay.
Yeah.
But maybe the message is that we need to revisit our values. Look at what's more important to us now. And a lot of people are actually doing that by saying, you know what, I'm actually realizing I can spend more time with my family. And I think a lot of people have went through this experience. And that's actually the interesting thing, that the phenomenon that we're going through right now is not restricted to Australia or to USA or to Dallas or to New York or whatever, but it's global. And globally, everyone's having to go through this rethink that, you know, what am I supposed to be learning in this whole experience? And most of them are realizing that, well, number one is that I need to be revisiting my values and putting my family first and putting me first. And what do I want to achieve in my life first before anything else? So people are actually revisiting those things and changing their priorities and things like that. So that's an amazing thing.
It is. It's an incredible, I actually like to think of it as an incredible opportunity for change and growth and to embrace something new. Not that I'm obviously been working from home for a substantial amount of time, but my husband has been working at home full time since February. Yeah. And the difference that it's made to his life, and he is definitely more productive. His managers have suggested that, you know, everyone's more productive from having staying home. And like your wife, 2 hours less travel per day is, it's got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
It is, exactly, yeah.
So, I mean, guys, that leads me, sorry.
Okay, yeah.
That leads me to our leading statement, which is around the last part of today's show. And I'm just going to hand over to Rita, because she has something really exciting to tell you all.
Thank you very much, Tony. So this brings us to our last part of this segment. And I'm going to ask you two very important questions. So, folks, my first question is, what is holding you back in life? Take a moment and think about that. And my second question is, how is your self-perception preventing you from identifying your true potential for business and personal success? So think about these questions. And these important questions will be answered next week by our panel on the same on the Radio Tony show. Now, just a brief overview of what we are going to cover over our next 3 weeks on the show. We're going to be covering some important information on topics such as what is your motivation and how is it impacted on you by this COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah.
We're also going to cover how can we help you identify your motivators for personal mastery. And also how you can use those motivators to achieve your business and personal success. So those are the topics that we will be covering. As a bonus, we will also be selecting the three winners who have answered all three questions of the previous 3 weeks correctly. Each prize is worth $597. So we've got a total value of all three prizes is just under $1,800.
Woohoo!
It's exciting.
Who couldn't use a free prize at the moment?
Yeah, look, I mean, the prize that we're giving away, Tony, is a product that's been sold internationally. It's ISO approved.
Yes. Yes.
And it's been used. We've introduced it in Australia. We were only the second consulting company to actually be certified in that tool here in Australia. And yeah. It's an amazing product. We've introduced it in a number of organizations. It's helped small businesses as well as larger ones, medium ones, understand their staff better and what actually motivates them and who to use in what type of roles, place people in the right roles so that they can be more productive. It's helped people also align what their personal goals are, personal passions are to the role that they're actually doing. So, and as you mentioned earlier, you've done it yourself. So,
I have.
You know, tell us a bit more about what changes you've sort of, let's put you on the spot, Tony, if I may.
Do you know what?
Give us some of your thoughts on some changes you've implemented since we did our debrief.
One of the key things for me was the clarity around what motivated me. So I kind of had a bit of an idea of what I thought motivated me and made me passionate about what I do. But by doing the whole motivational map process, it became crystal clear. It enabled me to put my energy into those things that are motivating for me and take back some of the energy that I was putting towards the things that were less motivating. From that little aspect alone, that clarity and that knowing, okay, I'm on the right track. I just need to swap things around a little bit and change this, and that was the most important part for me. So, like, very simple questions, and Raj gave me the very said just whatever comes into your head first, that's the right answer. So you know when you're doing something and you'll go, the answer will be immediately there when someone asks you a question, and then your brain will go, oh, but what if this is the right answer? Well, no. The first answer that comes into your brain is the right answer. That's the one you need to go with, and that's the one you need to focus on. The rest is just chatter, and the belief system or the filters that you have around your life are just trying to get in the way. So the motivational mapping process brings you that clarity about what drives you to do what you do.
And that clarity also actually helps you to not procrastinate. It helps you to actually get down to doing what you want to do, because you've just identified your primary motivators, and now it's all about, you know, going after that and saying, well, this is what really drives me. So this is what I should be doing. to achieve that.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, it's great.
And it puts some things higher than others.
Oh, yeah.
And when you can clearly see, okay, that's why I don't really like doing that. And yes, I know I need to do that, but if I spend more of my time doing these things that are highly motivating for me, I will generate more success around what I'm doing. So a very powerful process to do. Yeah.
In a similar line of business as us in terms of coaching, and she did one as well. And today she's refocused her whole business, where she's now running a YouTube channel on a daily basis, compared to your radio station, digital radio station. But hers is a YouTube, and on a daily basis, she's running her own shows, and she's refocused her whole business in that direction. And for her, she said, "I feel much more happier." Instead of chasing dollars, as Harry said earlier, that, you know, if you keep on trying to chase after sales, you're never going to get it. So change your focus on something that actually makes you more happier and more, you know, comfortable with yourself. And the sales will come automatically.
Yes, yes. And that is a key driver, is when you are speaking or talking about something that you're passionate about, the sales or the salesmanship is automatic. It comes naturally, and people just want to be or have or do whatever it is that you're talking about.
And you're more authentic.
Exactly.
Yes.
And your authenticity actually will bring the sale.
Yes.
Because you're building that trust and that relationship with your client.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, before we go, I think Rita's got something important to share with the listeners. Because that's where the price comes in, and I'm sure she's all jumped around in a seat there to get that question out. So let's hand over to Rita.
So, folks, first question, or this week's question, tell us in 25 words or less, what motivates you and why? What motivates you and why? And please put your responses to admin@keyactlearn.com. We will have that on.
I'm going to put that on all social media posts.
Yeah. And it will also come on our landing page that that you probably have, Tony. So that is.
Yes, I have it. We posted this morning. So I will repost this afternoon, and I will add it to the Radio Tony website, where I have Keystone Business Advisory and all of your information. And so if people miss that, it's admin@keyactlearn.com.
And the other thing
Rita,
is, and just before we
I was just going to say, Rita, let's talk about that question again just once more.
Sure. So this week's question is, in 25 words or less, tell us what motivates you and why. We look forward to all
your questions,
and you're one step closer then to getting that prize on week 4.
Prize.
One step
or
3 steps.
Yeah. So I just so just for clarification for the listeners, that is the question that Rita has just put up there, the what motivates you and why in less than 25 words. That is the first question for this week. There'll be two other questions, so one next week and the week after. And then we will choose the 3 best responses we get in the 4th week. And 3 people will then each win a prize. Now, over and above the prizes and that we're offering over the 4-week period, there's also the self-mastery program that we will be talking about in more detail from the 3rd or 4th week, where Raj and Rita will talk about the self-mastery program and what that program is all about, and the special offer that we're going to have for listeners who register for the self-mastery program. It's an amazing program that we do over webinar, over an 8-week period. And that program is something that I encourage people. If you are a professional or you're a small business owner or you're thinking of going into business or you already have a business and you've been overwhelmed by VUCA, this is the time for you to do the self-mastery program and get some clarity and direction in your life for success and happiness in everything that you want to achieve. That self-mastery program will help you to get the clarity. It is your compass that takes you on the path to achieving success in everything that you do.
Yeah. And for anyone who is listening in Victoria at the moment and who is really struggling with everything that is happening across Victoria and Melbourne, how about you take this time to invest in yourself and do one of these programs so that coming out the other side of lockdown, you have invested in yourself and you are ready to take on the world again. So this is just an 8-week program. And again, if you're interested in it before we actually talk about it, it will be on the social media posts this afternoon and also on the website. You can go to Keystone Business Advisory and connect with the team. They will also tell you about it. But again, if you have been struggling in this COVID period, if you've lost your job, if you want to work out what motivates you and find a passion in your life, now's the time. We may never have another opportunity like COVID again. And rather than focusing on the horribleness and the negativity of it, we need to take this opportunity, invest in yourself, connect with the team at Keystone Business Advisory, jump on this self-mastery program, enter the competition to get a motivational map and come out the other side of COVID ready to take on the world. And you can do those things. You may never get more opportunity than you do now. Because hopefully there's a COVID will be finalized. There is an end sight. It may not be the end sight that we all desire. There may never be going back to normal as it was. However, we may never get an opportunity like we have now when so many people are forced to stay at home, make that time productive. Yeah. Again, connect with the team of Rita, Harry and Raj at Keystone Business Advisory. They have amazing programs. The motivational map just by itself is worth anyone's effort. Be you an employee, a business owner, a CEO, owner of a massive worldwide company, you can do this and your team can do this, and Harry, Rita and Raj will help you in that process. So guys, I've got 2 minutes left. I'm going to throw to Harry first, then Raj and Rita, and for your final say this week. Go, Harry.
It was a pleasure to be with you all today, the listeners out in America. It's great to have you, and even listeners in Australia. Like we said throughout the show, we are passionate about the upliftment of people. And the motivational map is your map, is your compass that is going to give you direction and bring about clarity in your life. Take advantage of this. Right? It's a fantastic tool that you can use, and we encourage people to do that. Feel free to call us or email us. You'll find our links on the social media. Please call us, but if anybody's got a paper and pen handy, you can call me on my mobile phone, which is 0414-775-214, and the area code is +61. Thank you.
That number again, Harry?
So the number is +61 414-775-214. +61.
Fantastic.
414-775-214. Thanks.
Thanks, Rita.
Thank you all listeners in America and Australia. I honestly urge you to take up the offer of the motivational map. I'm a product of it. I've been coached by Raj, as I said, and I can guarantee you won't be sorry. This will
absolutely.
Like Harry said, it is definitely your compass to your professional development and your success. Yeah. So I look forward to hearing soon, please contact me on +61 415 247 397. By the way, we're a very fun, loving bunch of people, so you won't get bored.
And that number again, Rita?
Yes, my number is +61 415 247 397.
Excellent. And Raj, you've got probably 30 seconds.
Okay, very quickly, just the three prizes we've given away includes a 1-hour one-on-one debrief. I just want to reiterate on that as well. So it includes a one-on-one debrief with me on your particular profile. Quickly, I just want to tell everyone, wherever you are living in the world, please stay safe and follow whatever your professionals are telling you to do to keep out of harm's way in this pandemic period. My number to contact me is +61 431 055 949. So that's +61 431 055 949.
Thanks. And that, Tony. My wonderful audience, is the fabulous team from Keystone Business Advisory, Rita, Harry and Raj. We will be back next week on Radio Tony Everyday Business with Keystone Business Advisory, and look for the competition in Radio Tony or Tony Lonta's social media and on Keystone Business Advisory. And we look forward to another conversation next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to Radio Tony Everyday Business. This week, you've been listening to the amazing team of Harry, Raj and Rita from Keystone Business Advisory, who are more than happy to help you and your team achieve the results and success that you desire. Join us each week for competitions and information. You've been listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business.